95.5.
Hey, KLOS. Man, I know. Got some screaming to do.
I know.
And so do we, because it's Friday Eve. It's almost freaking Friday.
It is Friday Eve, yes. As Sligo likes to call it.
I learned by listening to you.
It's also cloudy and rainy, which you love.
God, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
This is awesome. It's like my cold, dark, dead heart.
If people thought knew you were serious, if they only knew you were serious. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
There's a shortage of hot Cheetos. I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope.
Oh, man.
All these shortages, fine, whatever, but hot Cheetos?
Yep, we take to the streets.
It's time to riot.
Yeah.
There's a 15-year-old who got 4 college degrees.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that. Oh, wait, no, I didn't even finish high school.
Mm.
I forgot. Wow, really?
Neither did he, apparently. Like, he's 15.
Just, pew, just went on.
4 college degrees, getting a 5th.
Well done, Doogie Howser.
Mm-hmm. White elephant gifts on today's show.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got some of these when we were talking about bad Christmas gifts, but
yeah.
White elephant gifts. Everybody has a white elephant party.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to bring something comical, I think.
Yeah, odd, weird, unique, bizarre, because it's for anybody.
There's always a strange mixture of 35% of the people bring something that's kind of nice.
Really nice.
Yes.
I went out and made this.
And then 35% of the people bring something just,
hey, look at this.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And like the other 30% didn't bring anything because they didn't know what was happening.
That's us, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, someone brought a, what was it, a unicorn butt plug?
It was a unicorn plug. And by the way, just a tip, that went to a 7-year-old.
So be careful what you bring.
Maybe don't bring that to a party that's going to have a 7-year-old there. Or maybe put like 18-plus on
there
the outside
you go.
Of it.
Yeah, but that takes all the fun out of it.
I mean,
honestly, that's the
right
thing
to do. That was the best part.
Yeah.
Between you and I, it was the best part, but only because I didn't know the 7-year-old.
So. Wasn't your kid.
Exactly. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
I mean, who doesn't love hot Cheetos?
Happiest kids in the world right there. Here's the headline. Are flaming hot Cheetos being discontinued?
Discontinued?
Bum, bum, bum.
No, but that's not okay.
That's not okay. Rumors of, it's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California Rocks. So Kevin's like, rumors of the beloved hot Cheeto being discontinued have started circulating on the internet.
Nope.
This is how things get started, you guys.
This is how the world ends.
While the Frito-Lay company has not yet commented on the shortage of hot flaming Cheetos, social media users have adamantly said supplies of the snack are becoming harder to find.
Have they checked the docks? Maybe the dock workers have got them
that
all.
That is possible.
Stocked
or they're sitting on a ship somewhere?
Yeah.
In September of this year, somebody posted to a Sacramento Reddit thread. This is how deep it goes. Asking if anyone knows where to find a specific flavor of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, adding that they are seemingly vanished.
And this was the beginning of the bad days.
One user commented on the post, writing there's a chip shortage because of supply and labor issue.
Mind your own business.
On November 29th, a Twitter account by the name of Say Cheese posted about the rumored shortage, writing there's a hot Cheeto shortage in the U.S. right now. The shortage is mainly because of increased demand and tightening supply.
Starting to ramp up here, the paranoia.
Mm-hmm. Some stores are putting limitations on how many you can buy.
Hey, lady, you only have 17 bags at a time. Put that last one back.
I mean, come on. You're going to limit the amount of hot Cheetos that you can buy?
You can buy all the toilet paper you want, but you put those Cheetos back.
You know how much I love the dullness of NPR, right?
Yeah.
NPR, is, if you're having trouble sleeping, put on NPR.
Right.
It's a way to make any story dull as hell.
Right.
And they have a story where they talk about the Flaming Hot Cheetos and they interview those kids.
Right.
And they somehow make it this dull.
Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards. If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
The red menace that is sweeping the nation.
They couldn't find any real red menace that day. You know, like, there wasn't much going on in Ukraine, so they're like, hey, Cheetos.
And really, the guy's not, he doesn't even deliver red menace.
No.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, punch that one.
Punch that.
That's a gooder.
Give me a little energy on red menace.
War games.
Right. Come on. Step it up, NPR.
Whopper.
There is one snack that still bedevils her. One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote.
All right.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Come on now. Come on.
But now they're vanishing from the earth?
If you were to believe these Twitter accounts, they don't know. They don't know if they're just hard to find now. and they'll be restocked, or if the Frito-Lay company is saying we're not producing them anymore.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home, please go to your pantry now, or if you're at work, go and check the vending machine and see if they've disappeared.
Oh, maybe they disappeared.
Just vanishing from the earth on their own. It's possible. Oh, it's very possible.
Here's the dull NPR.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags.
Sure.
I don't like red hot Cheetos at all. I don't think it's good for them. If you look at it, there isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
Yeah, a lot of chemicals and food. You know, that's a teacher, so the teachers are getting rid of them.
I think that's a principal.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The man is getting rid of the Cheetos. Flaming Cheetos.
I don't think anyone is mistaking that for an energy boost. Of course. It's crap food.
It's a good kick in the face, though.
Most crap food is good. That's
hell
how
yeah.
It works.
Rules.
Back to NPR.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
Mm-hmm. I like them so much. They're my favorite. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
Chetan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground. They say they love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks.
Stop it. They did not say illicit nature.
Those kids said illicit.
They did not say any such thing.
They love the illicit nature.
I love the illicit nature of the Cheetos!
Come on, NPR, stop it. I would say neither Slugger or myself are overachievers.
Oh, hell no. That is awesome.
That is not us. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A 15-year-old.
Okay.
What were you like when you were 15?
Oh, that was a mess, man.
I was just a dick.
I missed at least a day of school. I had a teacher
every
tell
week?
Me. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I had a teacher tell me one time, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but, you know, I kind of like it better when you're not here because I actually have control of the class. Which, of course, was the best
That's the best thing
anyone.
To tell you.
What? Yes. And it was when I was 15.
What an idiot.
I know. I was so happy. The rest of the year was a
How stupid.
A lark. Of course, I got crap grades, but who cares?
I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
That little bastard.
There's
deserved
a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, no.
With 4 college degrees. He's 15 years old. And he already has 4 college degrees.
He's probably never thrown one rock or skipped one day of school in his life.
He doesn't know what it's like to skip school and have a teacher tell you that they're glad you're gone. He doesn't know that joy.
That is joy. It is joy.
He also is going to be the youngest student to graduate from UNLV, where he got a full ride scholarship.
I mean, I guess if I had the brains, I'd be mighty happy with that kind of thing. I just don't. I'm just
Same.
Not that smart, so.
But also, you don't really prize smarts that much. You know what I mean? Like, this kid's not having fun. He
Maybe.
Can trade all 4 of these degrees for a date, you know? Here's the story.
With his unicorn.
Here's the story of Jack Rico.
When Jack Rico is not deep in his history book studying for finals, find him on UNLV's campus writing a 25-page research paper. His peers just look at him as another student. But when they find out about his age, they are surprised.
You know, people were surprised that I was in radio when I was really young. I should have still been in high school when I was actually
oh, is that right?
started my first
what
radio
What age did
job.
You start?
18.
Wow.
I would have graduated like 4 months later. But
I started when I was 60. That's the weird thing.
But this kid, freaking kid.
Listen to him talk.
So every now and then I'll get like a shocking like reaction from someone, but most of my classmates are really accepting of me. They don't treat me as a kid, they treat me as an equal.
Rico is not your average 15-year-old. After Rico failed third grade when a new learning system was introduced.
Loser.
Oh.
Loser. Right?
He learned how to cheat. I gotcha.
He went home and told his mom, Rue Andrade, that there had to be another way. It was at that point they decided Rico would be homeschooled. And after 3 years, Andrade realized how intelligent her son is.
Now listen to this. This is hilarious because she's homeschooling her son, and she realizes her son has now passed her in intelligence.
Oh, man, so she can't really teach
right.
him anymore. Wow.
At 11, he was smarter than me. And, you know, I knew that I had given him probably everything I had and that he probably needed better teachers.
Wow. And I have to say it just once. Rico Suave.
He's not suave.
That is when they found a program at Fullerton College in California. Rico took an entrance exam, passed with flying colors, and was enrolled the next day.
F yeah, Fullerton!
2 years later, he graduates in the midst of the pandemic with 4 associate's degrees in history, social sciences, arts and human expression, and social behavior.
No, you know what I did?
Nope.
You know what I did during the pandemic? Watch TV. That's what I did. I graduated with 4 degrees.
I got a lot more drunk than I usually did. I gotta rewind that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
4 associate's degrees in history, social sciences, arts and human expression, and social behavior.
I mean, dude.
Right.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Well, same.
But
he's making everyone look bad.
Yeah.
He maintained a 4.0 GPA the whole time,
got
him a full ride scholarship here at UNLV, where he will get his bachelor's degree in history.
Wow.
So now he's going to get a bachelor's degree in history, and he's going to be the youngest person to ever do that from UNLV.
Oh, my God. And what did you get your bachelor's degree in, dude?
English.
It was kind of unbelievable.
Wait a minute. You actually got a bachelor's degree?
I did.
Oh, you did?
In English,
I thought you just saw
it. I thought you would find humor in the English part of it, not the bachelor degree.
It was kind of unbelievable at the point. Like, when my mom told me, I was like, yeah, you're joking. This is a funny joke, you know? But I was like, no, this is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. On December 14th, this 15-year-old young man will be graduating with a total of 5 degrees. But he says his learning journey is far from being over.
He's not finished! Stop it! He wants to learn more.
And he thought it was a very hilarious joke that's funny. You would love this show.
What do you want to do with that degree?
I don't really know. I want to get my master's.
You go to hell. You go straight to hell. He doesn't really even know what he doesn't even know what he wants to get it in. He just wants a master's.
I want to get it in. I don't plan on getting it in history. So I want to audit some courses. I kind of want to, like, discover some of my other interests and stuff and see what I want to do.
You know, that was one thing I was pretty good at, auditing classes. I used to sit in on classes. Yeah, and I'd be like, well, I can't do this. Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
So then
you'd listen.
You'd sit in once. Yeah. And then walk out.
But he's doing it
like a normal human being.
For fun, to figure out which one is the best suited for him to
But he doesn't want to continue in that field.
Right. Well, but what? 15, I guess you don't have any idea what you're doing. I mean, yeah. I sure as hell
don't know. Listen, he makes us all look bad.
Jack Rico is making history of his own.
Right.
Becoming the youngest student to walk UNLV stage in the school's 64-year history.
All right, we got it.
Man,
let's not talk about this kid anymore because he's making me feel bad about myself.
Man. Right? I mean, well done, dude. Seriously, but...
But stop it.
Stay off my porch. Get off my land.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a full-on guilty pleasure. I love that song. It's so bad. It's not very good.
Listen, I have a category of those as well. A category of songs that I love... I wouldn't vouch for being great. You know what I mean? Like, if people were sitting around talking about great songs, maybe I wouldn't bring some of them up.
You wouldn't be rocking like Dawkins, man. Woo! Hell yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't like it.
No, hell no.
It just means perhaps you're not going to brag about it. I'm going to brag about it.
You can say, well, I don't know, but I like it, I guess.
We all go to White Elephant exchanges, right?
I love a good white elephant party.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Each person brings one wrapped gift to contribute to the common good, and then you draw names, and then one person gets it, and then I guess you can switch, trade with somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like yours, you see something over there across the room, you're like, oh, hold on a second.
I'm going to trade for that one.
Give me that!
But you don't know where that one is yet.
You don't know where it's been either.
So we took some calls a little bit earlier this week on bad Christmas gifts that you received.
Uh-huh. All right.
And bad Christmas gifts that you gave.
Right.
One of them was a white elephant gift, and it was a...
That was one of the best ever.
Well, tell them what it was.
It was a unicorn, so you're imagining lots of glitter and whatnot. Butt plug. And
a unicorn butt plug.
Yes. And it turned up, because these things are pretty random, you don't know who's going to get the gift, in the hands of a 7-year-old.
I mean,
the mom slapped it away before the...
The mom grabbed it and threw it across the room, which I love.
Which is, you know, what you want going on at a white elephant party.
I mean, however, if you're going to a party with... Most of the time, it's either adults or kids.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like kids participate that much in white elephant stuff. Usually a white elephant gift exchange is like at work or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where you want hilarious gifts like that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need a unicorn butt plug? You know what I mean? Like, you can always put that to use.
I would treasure that.
So we're going to take your calls on white elephant
gifts. I don't have one.
Right, like you don't have more than one. We're going to take your calls on white elephant gifts. What is a great idea if you have a white elephant gift exchange?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you got to bring in something and you don't know who it's even going to go to.
Right. And it should it be completely inappropriate? Should it be kind of appropriate?
No.
Slug and I go with completely inappropriate.
Yes, every time.
So that's what we're looking for, because those are the ones that are the life of the party.
Right, but it's got to be something pretty funny. Like, where it doesn't matter who gets their hands on it, you're going to have a laugh. Well, yeah, unless you're really boring.
Right. No, if those people get their hands on it, it's even funny.
Yeah, that's what it's the best.
Even better.
Yes.
When they look at it and go, a unicorn?
I don't know what this is for.
I don't.
I'm
like
going to put it in my nose.
So that's not where that goes, Grandma. Get it out of there.
855 KLOS for some ideas for a white elephant gift exchange.
Yeah. Just in case we got one coming up.
Yeah, in case we need to find something. 818-955 KLOS.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
The phone's ringing. Should we answer it, do you think? I mean, do you want to answer the phone or what?
No.
Okay.
What does that do to our...
Ask them about
to our show.
Yes,
of course.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm just kidding. 855 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we're talking about white elephant gifts. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who is this?
KLOS.
Is that right? Is it KLOS?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey.
Oh, yes, it is.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling that it was a white elephant gift.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Somebody. Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so... I went out to Hooters the night before the party, and I ordered large wings, and, you know, I got an upset stomach, so I didn't finish them, so I brought them home in a to-go box, and I wrapped them up, and I brought them to White Elephant.
That is a strong gift.
You gave your leftover buffalo wings that made you sick to some random person.
I don't know if it was the wings that made me sick, but, or the beer. I don't know what it was.
I like the way you roll.
Yeah. That is the way to do it. Well
that's
done,
the
sir.
Worst gift ever.
That's it.
I love
great.
It.
All right, we're going home. We've wrapped up the day.
All right, see you, man.
You win. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling in with a funny idea.
Yes, white elephant gifts?
It's a fish and chips, but you bring a bag of Lay's and a goldfish, so someone walks away with a fish.
This is weird food-oriented stuff.
I sort of like it.
I'm not opposed to that.
Because who wants a goldfish?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever done that before?
I haven't, but I'm about to this Christmas.
Nice.
Nicely done.
I get that, and I open it up. I know it's from you.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS. We're looking for weird white elephant gifts.
We're talking about great white elephant gifts. You have an idea?
Yeah, well, this was about 15 years ago. It was a Christmas party with my co-ed softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys named Rob, he brought a picture of himself framed. Perfect.
That's fantastic.
He got traded about four times, you know.
It was people didn't want the picture of Rob in a nice frame.
No, they were stealing it.
People were stealing it. I love that. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's super strong.
That's pretty strong.
That is beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, looking for your weird white elephant gift.
We're talking about white elephant gifts. You have a good idea?
I was just thinking, you know, that bottle of tequila with the skull.
Right.
Love it.
That's a good one, though.
You're kind of scared to drink it, so you got to look at it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one, actually. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because I use them after I've drunk all the liquor in the first 30 seconds to put other stuff in. You put your weed in there.
You could drink it and refill it with hooker that might...
That's very odd. That's a very odd idea.
Strangely specific.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
My grandma did that to my grandfather.
Nope.
My grandfather was drinking too much.
Nope.
So she took his empty bottles of in it, and guess what? He drank it, too.
And that shut him down from that for a while, I'll bet.
That shut him down forever.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling. That's
that was quite a story. That was quite a run we just went on.
Beautifully weird.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
For an amazing white elephant gift, you can try my in your mouth.
You're barely alive,
you
dude.
You just had a hit, right?
Yeah.
Put the bong down or call us. One or the other.
No, do it both. That's perfect. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about white elephant gifts. You have a good idea?
Yes. Yeah, and my brother-in-law blows glass.
Yeah, he blows glass, huh?
Well, that should make the glass happy.
So we did a giant penis decanter and put face on the head of it.
That insert political figure
yes,
here.
Yes, exactly. Your choice.
Either party can use it.
Perfect.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Still looking for those perfect white elephant gifts.
Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Are we supposed to do something here?
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Hi, Kevin.
How are you doing today?
I'm good,
yes.
I was just at a white elephant party, and I got the weirdest gift.
That's strange, because we're taking phone calls on that same topic.
It was like a class for learning how to blow glass, and I'm like, I don't know that I really want this.
I think you do.
I think I traded it.
You have some suggestions?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Talking about weird or great white elephant gifts.
Well, here's a weird one for you. Back in my earlier 20s, I went to an all, you know, promiscuous slash consenting adult party.
Mm-hmm.
First gift I drew was like a 5-pound thing of freaking KY.
Have you gone through it all yet? How many years ago is this?
No, I passed it on to somebody else.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic.
That's a pretty expensive gift.
And it was like 5 pounds of this shit. I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
What aren't you going to do with it? Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there.
Looking for weird white elephant gifts.
8-inch pink dildo.
That seems like a normal Christmas gift. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers December 22nd at Staples Center.
I love when we give these away because I love the games that you come up with.
I love them as well. You can either play the game at 818-955-KLOS where you can win 4 tickets, or you can buy your tickets at lakings.com/tickets. And we have a question for you if you're a Kings fan. So 818-955-KLOS, caller 13.
Or the first person to get it right.
Correct.
The other people will be dealt with.
Good luck. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets to see the LA Kings against the Edmonton Oilers December 22nd, if you're caller 13 right now. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you're caller 13. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get 4 tickets to see the Kings play the Edmonton Oilers on December 22nd.
All right, sounds good.
You think you're upped for the challenge? You,
are you a hockey fan, yeah. A Kings fan?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, maybe you're going to have to guess, but what years did the LA Kings win the Stanley Cup? 2 different cups, 2 different years.
Let's say 94 and 2001.
No, sir.
Yeah!
Sorry.
Damn it.
KLOS, hi. Hello.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Janet Rios.
Hi there. Are you a Kings fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. What years, 2 different times, did the LA Kings win the Stanley Cup?
Good question.
Yes.
2 times.
2 times.
Oh, boy.
3, 2, 1.
2013.
Sorry.
Nope.
Okay. Incorrect.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Looking it up on their phone.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You a Kings fan?
Yeah.
All right. What years did the Kings win the Stanley Cup? 2 different times.
12 and 14.
Correct.
Woo! A true fan.
Nicely done.
Well done, sir.
2012, 2014, they won the Stanley Cup.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings when they play the Edmonton Oilers December 22nd at Staples Center. And for everybody nice. Else, you can buy your tickets at lakings.com/tickets. Confusing?
Wait. You won't be after this episode of Soap.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. 88% of Americans, this will not surprise you, have deemed the holidays to be the most stressful time of the year.
I mean, no kidding, right?
This,
that's a
especially
fact.
Christmas Hanukkah time right there.
Yeah, and you're like trying to get everything done. So, you know, maybe you get a day off or whatever, but it just means you got to quadruple your work. And yep. Then, of course, there's always last minute weirdnesses.
A 2018 survey found that the average couple would get in 7 fights throughout the holiday season.
Oh, well, that's
just
fun.
An average.
Ho, ho, ho.
7 fights. So here are some tips. And then we're going to take your phone calls, and you don't have to tell us your name, but who's the trouble person in your family?
The troublemaker.
Who's the troublemaker that you're like, oh my god,
do they have to come this year?
Do we have to have that uncle? He's very handsy,
sleeping on the couch again because he always ends up down the hall.
Avoid controversial topics.
Very good idea. Just table it.
No politics.
None.
No religion.
Nope.
No COVID.
Nope.
Instead, talk about work, sports, movies, books, food, even the weather.
Wow, that's a good list, man.
anything that's not that.
Even the weather.
I'm not sure I could pull this off, but it's here's one of the tips. If the subject strays to a controversial topic, say something noncommittal like, really? That's interesting. And then walk away to another conversation.
I think you almost could do that because you always kind of like, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Sort of.
Yeah, that's very much you, actually.
I feel like it would come off too serious, like too,
yeah.
I don't know.
I just have a really hard time when someone throws something really ridiculous out on the floor to ignore.
Of course.
I'm just like,
that's
oh.
difficult. Well, that's the next tip is decide in advance how you want to respond.
Now, here's the, this is how.
Try. Thank you for your concern. Or let me think about that.
Or drop dead. Oh, no, that's not right.
That's not no, one no, of them. No.
Good, no.
And then it goes on and gives a whole bunch more. Go easy on the alcohol is one of them, of course. By the way, sometimes you need more, sometimes
yes.
you need less.
More.
Practice the art of distraction. There's safety in numbers. There's a lot of tips here, but who in your family is the problem?
The one that won't change the subject, that won't let it drop.
Mom, dad,
grandpa,
brother,
Uncle Bill,
cousin.
Yeah.
Certainly grandpa.
I'm sure it's a lot of grandpa.
You don't have to give us the names. No. We don't want to identify people, but we do want to know who is the difficult person that you're going to have to get along with this holiday season.
Yeah, name the character. You know, you can say grandma.
Yes.
You can say, you know.
And, you know, why?
Aunt. Why?
Also,
yes.
why? Specifically, maybe,
yeah.
but we'd like to know.
Yep.
They drink a lot. Okay. All right. Got it. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Tis the season, and I'm almost tempted. I have it sitting here for the David Bowie and Bing Crosby Little Drummer Boy song. I guess we'll be hearing it soon enough, though.
I don't love that song.
No, really? Yeah, people, that's really a polarizing
don't
one.
I love that song.
People it's either.
My favorite.
Really? No.
Mm-hmm.
You got a list of holiday songs you can't stand?
No.
No, just that's one.
That one and 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, 12 days.
Yeah.
Can we just make it a half a day of Christmas?
I don't
get over
think
it?
That would work.
She gave me a peacock. We're good.
That's it.
That's all.
That's the only
thing. I don't
day.
Need nothing else. Nothing leaping. No one going for an hour and a half.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's the holidays. 88% of people say that it's the most stressful time of the year. Who in your family is the trouble spot?
Grandma-in-law and grandpa-in-law.
Wow, both.
So, and they're not married. They're from separate marriages, but they're there.
They're there.
Do they get along with each other and just attack everyone else, or
do they drink?
Grandpa's a bit of a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's losing some bolts and nuts.
Oh no!
We're going to Grandma's for Christmas soup dinner as she requested.
Soup
and
dinner.
And then Grandpa loves to drink and talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah. Good luck with that, sir. We hope to see you on the other side in the new year. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Kelly and Sluggo, that person would be me. This is Bull from Hemet.
You're the problem.
Yeah. Well, not really. I don't think I'm the...
They're the idiots.
Everyone else is an idiot.
My sisters always come up with a excuse why they didn't do something or da 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 da. And then finally, after I have a couple beers, I think, you know, this. You know what? Reality sucks.
Yeah.
So does gravity.
Yep.
I like the first yeah. 8 seconds of your call where you sort of admitted maybe it was your fault.
Oh,
and then
it's
you're
your
like,
fault.
Nope, no,
oh, it's way your
else.
Fault. It's 100% your
fall,
fault.
I'll fall for a while.
It's all you. Fall on the sword, my friend.
You know what? You can all just...
It is a year-round issue that gets worse during the holidays. They call it porch pirates.
Wow.
So if somebody, say Amazon, delivers a package, they will walk up and steal it.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
take it
yeah.
off of your porch and walk away with it.
You know, our landlord had something delivered to our house and then saw him on the Ring actually come get it. And I was just thinking, what if one of my neighbors saw him, didn't know who it was.
Right.
Like
just
jumped
coming
him.
And taking
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it
would have been
hilarious. Oh, it would have been great if he jumped
hilarious.
Him.
Hilarious.
Yes, hilarious. There's a guy in Phoenix, Arizona named Jacob Pritchett, and he started a website called The Plank. And it's sort of a let's make them walk the plank base.
Okay.
But it's basically a clearinghouse for all of the video, the Ring videos and everything else. And they go, this is a person who's
oh,
stealing gifts.
Nice. Good.
Help us find them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially at this time of year.
We are talking about porch pirates, thieves that steal packages that could be presents in front of your home. Many people share videos on social media trying to get the word out. But one man in Phoenix is going a step further and told our David Cottabiano about his plan to catch these criminals. Hey, David.
Hey, Jamie. Jacob Pritchett created a website called The Plank, as in making these porch pirates walk the plank. It's an attempt to make light of a serious situation.
Yo ho ho!
As well as a way of trying to stop the crime altogether. A web designer by trade.
They show a guy close up typing.
Who's using his skills to make Arizona's porch pirates walk the plank.
I created theplank.org because I noticed that there wasn't really a central place to store information about porch piracy, which I think is becoming a more prevalent crime.
Jacob Pritchett launched the website just last week, and he already has submissions. The goal is to expose the criminals when people submit their videos and information.
You'd be surprised how many Ring videos there are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where people just walk up, yep, like no mask or anything, they just walk, yep, up and take stuff and walk away.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I would think shocking that in the, you know, give it 40 years, 50 years, there's no way we can just leave stuff on the porch anymore.
I guess.
I think that's going to be something that
maybe shorter than that, even.
Can you remember back in the turn of the century? Still leave stuff on the porch?
But I was a kid.
The Phoenix resident started the site after an alleged porch pirate stole his Xbox Series X from his front door.
Oh, yeah, not okay, right? With that.
No.
That day is going to more than walk the plank.
Correct.
Well, I hope that the thief will do the right thing and give my Xbox Series X back, because I really wanted to play some games.
Now the video is uploaded on the page along with a nickname for the thief.
So my porch pirate is named Scurvy Legs McGee.
Scurvy Legs McGee. Come on now. Come on, stop it.
I come up with much ruder name. That's
agreed.
Scurvy Legs McGee, if you're watching this, we're gonna find you. You're gonna walk the plank, but metaphorically, of course.
Yeah. What? So what is he? Does he say here what it is that they're hoping
to
make?
Basically, he's trying to out them, but have a central location where everybody can send their videos, and this is a place where you go.
Well, that's nice.
Look,
but you know,
to
I
see
think
who's stealing.
Start coming up with actual punishment for these people.
I'm fine with that.
Right?
It needs to be some kind of electrocution.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not.
Shark bitings.
There's other pirate names too, like Jody Keg Stealer. You can make your own if you want.
Yeah, I will, because Jody Keg Stealer isn't good. That's a terrible name.
Awful.
I digress.
Pritchett admits he's having some fun with it, but certainly believes that this is a serious issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty damn good idea.
That's a good idea to have like a clearinghouse site where you can go check your neighborhood or upload a video if you have it of somebody that's stealing your stuff. Yeah. That's a good idea.
And then you see your brother on there going,
we should do that in Southern California. Yeah. God damn it, my brother. I knew it.
What did he get for you this year so far?
Nothing.
Ah, no prescription meds?
No.
Ah. So, who are you telling me we're going to chat with tomorrow?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Nice.
He's sponsoring a college football game.
Okay. It's the Jimmy Bowl?
It's the Jimmy Kimmel something bowl.
Wow.
It's at SoFi Stadium.
What time are we going to chat with him tomorrow?
We're going to chat with him at 4:30.
Yeah, it's this guy. You know this guy.
So is this a podcast or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right. Well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned.
What did we learn today?
The best white elephant gift to give this time of year is half-eaten wings from Hooters from the night before.
Wrap them up. Take them down.
That or a unicorn butt plug.
Yeah, that's always a given.
88% of people say the holidays are the most stressful time of the year. The advice, don't talk about controversial topics and drink less.
And don't go to any holiday gatherings at all.
I mean, that's a good way to avoid problems at holiday gatherings.
Yeah, him too, yeah.
And hot Cheetos may be going away. At the very least, they're very hard to find, which will make these kids very unhappy.
I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Man, if they're disappearing from the planet, what are those aliens doing?
Sons of bitches.
Poor kids. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.